Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We just conducted a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Are you a legal resident on the state of Minnesota? Can you be so kind to your opinion? Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time. Now, are you at least 18 years of age?
Uh-huh.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, to the best of your knowledge, your opinion?
The governor?
Okay, so that would be taxes and government spending. Will that be okay if I select that?
Sure.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? Now, this is global. Fossil fuels need to move to a renewable energy, the water pollution, the climate change, the global warming, the air pollution, the wetlands, overpopulation. And if you have anything on your mind, can you share with us? Or you can pick
all
one of
the
those.
Above.
Okay, but just for the sake of research, can you pick one on the global environment?
I honestly couldn't say what's worse than the rest.
Yeah, no, they're all bad. Well, thank you, ma'am. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Is it the water pollution, the air pollution, the global warming, the climate change, the recycling, the forest management, the protected wetlands, the mining, the nuclear waste in Minnesota?
Probably recycling.
The recycling, okay. And endangered species, timber harvest, or lands, field space. Okay, now using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the medical manufacturing industry in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
So fair.
Fair. How about the electric utilities in Minnesota? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. And the mining industry? How would you rate and the way they performance when it comes to the environmental in Minnesota? Excellent.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know.
How about the – thank you, ma'am. We can move forward. How about the agriculture and farming industry in Minnesota? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Fair.
Fair. And the refining industry in Minnesota, how would you rate them?
Fair.
Fair. And the forest produce in Minnesota, how would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay, we can move on. And how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups do in managing the forest and natural resources in Minnesota? The environmental groups, excellent, good, just fair or poor?
I don't know.
Okay, we can move on. How about the forest and timber industry? How do you think they do in managing the forest?
Honestly, I'm not even sure how to answer any of these questions.
Oh, that's okay, man. There is no right or wrong answers, and we're going to move forward to a different topic, okay? But just for the sake of the research, man, I do appreciate your patience, but this is something that is affecting Minnesota. But when it comes to the forest and the timber industry, how would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair or poor? Or we can move on.
We can move on, because I really don't know.
Okay. No, that's okay, ma'am, but it's just for the record, okay? Because I'm required to read verbatim. Now, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, how do you think they do in managing the forest and the natural resources in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair or poor? To the best of your knowledge, whatever you heard. Or you
fair.
Have no opinion? Fair, okay. How about the county land departments in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Fair.
Fair. And the U.S. Forest Service in Minnesota, how do you think they do in managing the natural resources?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Now, we move to the next one. It's a different topic. But how important, ma'am, do you feel that the forest produce industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important? What's your opinion?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest produce industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say that is very significant role in the future, somewhat significant, not too, or not at all significant?
I'm not sure.
Okay, we can move on to the next one. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than they harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested, to the best of your knowledge?
Probably fewer.
A fewer. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More or fewer or about the same?
Probably fewer.
Fewer. Okay. And now, I'm sorry, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future? Yes or no?
No. No.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
Probably negative.
Negative. Okay. Now, moving on. Do you feel that it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment? Yes or no?
No. No.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, do you feel that it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas? Yes or no?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, do you feel that it is, I'm sorry, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Now, the question is, do you feel that would be a good idea to also designate a land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, this is the one. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you feel that it is appropriate to use the whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest produce industry? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have you donated money to the environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, now which generate a total of $60 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Now, much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, the question is, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant one, a minor component, or is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy? What's your opinion?
Significant.
Significant. Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done, okay? Just two more questions. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, the question is, will you support or oppose the use of a state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Yes. Will you oppose or support that?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment on its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training and operation and equipment use in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates a public-private effort to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. Now, the investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to the increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now, the question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry? Support or oppose that idea?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, the next question is just, this is the last one for the program, okay? I'm going to list several components, which is just four components of the program. And after each component, please tell me, man, if you will support or oppose a state funding for that part of the program. The first one, create a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support that component of the program or oppose? And if you have no opinion, you can tell me.
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Will you support that component of the program or oppose?
No opinion.
Okay, how about work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues? Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay, and how about getting into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forest workers' jobs provide? Will you support that component or oppose?
Support.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And the last question, not just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
College. Is that it? You just cut me off?
Oh, I'm sorry, my apologies. I'm sorry. Is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you, ma'am. My apologies. I have problems with this. But how would you describe the community you live in? A large city, suburban, a small town, farm, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you, ma'am. And is your annual household income 25 to 49,000, 50 to 74,000, 75 to 99,000, or 100,000 plus?
50 to 74.
50 to 74. And, I'm sorry, do you consider your political views to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
I'd rather not answer.
No problem, ma'am. Now, which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar professional service or business owner, a business management or administration, or are you retired or homemaker? I'm sorry?
Administration.
Oh, the administration. Okay, thank you, ma'am. And the last question is just for statistical purpose only, but in terms of your gender, ma'am, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience, and I really appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay, ma'am? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.